Hello, friends, and thank you so much for listening again today. This is usually my Spanish and English show, but unfortunately, my wonderful friend, translator, Teresita, is occupied today and can't come on. So, we're not getting, I got a report that there's no image or voice, so we might want to check that. I'm sure it's fine. I hope it's working okay, Don. We'll keep going along here. I want to thank Libby, Dr. Libby, for coming on as my guest today. It's so nice to see you. And she'll be talking about her work on mobile DNA elements, as well as some things she's fantastic things she's done on Fukushima as well. So that'll be a lot of fun. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support and for making Out of This World Radio one of the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio programs in the world. My guides tell me my listening base today is 4.1 million over 100 countries. And so I just want to tell everyone, thank you so much for your beautiful love and support. I know if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. The purpose of this show is to raise consciousness and make this world a better place. And that's what I've been doing now for the last 8 years. And it's just getting so much fun. There's a lot of challenges coming up. And I really want to thank Don and Doug for all their fantastic help, because I couldn't do my show without them. All of my shows are supported by listener contributions. And if you'd like to contribute, just go to my website on BBS, or you can go to my other website at outofthisworldradio.net and click on the PayPal button, and anything would be really, really appreciated. I want to tell everyone before we start that I also have a German and English show. I broadcast out of Vienna on every other Monday. Throughout Austria, Eastern Switzerland, and Southern Germany. And you're welcome to that as well. It's called Radio Soul International. And all the broadcast information is located on my website at outofthisworldradio.net. The shows are also posted on the BBS channel as well, so you won't miss anything. I want to tell everyone that I'm having my eighth. Okay, great. Thank you so much, Don. I appreciate it. I just got a report that they were having a glitch, but I'm so glad that you checked. Thank you so much. That I'm having my eighth annual Galactic Wisdom Conference in 2 weeks. And that'll be on September 18th and 19th. And we'll have some fantastic people there, including David Icke. We'll be giving an appearance as part of my radio show that day as well. I really like David. He's a wonderful fellow. I actually met him 3 years ago in England. I flew to the UK and visited him on the Isle of Wight for a whole day, and we talked about all kinds of things. I think that video is still on YouTube somewhere. If you look up under my name, under my YouTube channel, Out of This World, it should be there. We're having a lot of other people, including Dr. Lee Merritt, a famous medical doctor who was on my show earlier today. Billy and Zora from the Hollow Earth, they're always fascinating. They always have fascinating things to say. They'll be on the program as well. Alfred Weber, a fantastic, he's a UFO lawyer. He doesn't sue UFOs, but he actually was named the head of a UFO disclosure commission for President Jimmy Carter way back in 76, 77. And as soon as that happened, guess what happened? Donald Rumsfeld and I believe J. Edgar Hoover issued a hit on him to eliminate him, a contract on him. So he fled the United States, went to Mexico, worked for a while in Mexico City, and then he applied for and received asylum in Canada. He's been there ever since. He doesn't like coming down to the U.S. It's his home country. He feels much more free in Canada in spite of all the problems up there. Emmanuel Leiter will be part of the guest list as well. Emmanuel's a wonderful French Hollywood film producer. All the information about the conference is on my website at galacticwisdomconference.com. It's just $55 for the whole weekend. And you can watch it later too, as many times as you like. So if you miss any part of it on Saturday, Sunday, you'll still be able to see it. We talked earlier this morning on my morning show, English show, about the accomplishments of the Biden administration during the first 6 months. Now, I don't want people to laugh. They say, what accomplishments has Biden done? Well, he's given the cabal and the Taliban and the Chinese literally hundreds of billions of dollars of sophisticated and expensive U.S. military equipment by forcing a quick exit from Afghanistan without taking time out to leave. And he intentionally did it at the request of the cabal so that the weapons there would end up in the hands of the Chinese. He did a very good job of that. The Taliban now and the Chinese will have some of our best and most expensive military equipment. And thanks, Joe, for doing that. That's so great. You've just now helped make China one of the premier military powers on planet Earth. So that's a great thing he's done. He's also allowed the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Forest Service, to let burn forests in California on the West Coast. The Forest Service now under Joe Biden, they don't put the fires out. They, what they say, manage them. That means they sit in their offices, they drink their coffee, eat their donuts, do their crossword puzzles. They don't go out in the field to put out fires. That's too much trouble. What do you expect these people to do anyway? We can't expect them to actually work for a living. Oh, no. They've got to be there, draw that entire retirement, get those nice fat paychecks, and let the forest burn. There's right now about 1 million acres which have burned in Northern California alone, and that's including a 700,000 or 800,000 square foot fire around Susanville in Northern California, another, let's see, 95,000 acres, 200,000 acres around Lake Tahoe, the in the Sierra Nevadas between California and Nevada, and another fire on the northwestern side of Mount Shasta that's burned about 20% of Mount Shasta. Oh, the Forest Service could have put it out at the beginning, but they decided just to let it burn because that's called forest management. That's code word for letting it burn. It's disgusting what's happening. Furthermore, Biden has also ordered the U.S. Department of Agriculture for farmers in the Midwest, especially Nebraska, not to plant their crops, to destroy their crops. And if you don't destroy your crops, you won't get any federal subsidies. I know this sounds like fiction, but Biden is acting for the cabal, and they're setting up food shortages here in the United States for next spring. So when you go to the store next spring and April or May and try to get a loaf of bread, sorry, not going to be any there, or it'll be $20 a loaf, because Biden is doing things right now to make sure you don't have any food next spring. If you like this situation, then do nothing. Just don't do anything, because Biden is going to destroy this country. The other thing he's doing too is he's trying to force the U.S. military for all of them to get the shot. And if all of them get the shot, guess what? All of them, or nearly all of them, will die. And then we won't have a military anymore. Did you know that in Australia, 25 and some say 50% of the Australian Navy is dead now or debilitated because they've taken the shot? And their Minister of Defense in Australia, actually, it said that he died last March or April from the shot. So no more defense minister for Australia. Heck, they don't need to defend themselves. They'll just welcome the Chinese in and they'll just take over the country. I'm being sarcastic, but that's exactly what Biden's doing. And of course, we all know that the Chinese and the Russian militaries, they're not taking the shot. They're fine. They're healthy. They don't have any problems. But just wait. This is what's happening. So people have to stand up to this criminal, or else they're going to get killed. We're already starting to lose our country. And I want to play this clip. I wanted to play it this morning. But we ran out of time. I'm just going to play it now. So anyway, it's an actual interview with President Trump. It just happened last week. You're not going to hear about this on CNN, by the way.
Is there a chance this massive misstep in Afghanistan gets in the way of Biden's economic agenda getting through? Do you think now
there is a chance, because I think he's lost such credibility but he's not running government anyway. They have a cabal that runs government, a group of people.
Who's running it, Mr. President?
I don't want to say right now. But they use their prosecutors to get people. They prosecute people. And yet the son doesn't get prosecuted. And you take a look at what he's done. How about the Texans anyway? They have a cabal that runs government, a group of people.
Okay, the lady says, who's running government? Well, everybody knows what the cabal is. One guy is a guy named Bill in Seattle. He's got a computer company, has a product named Windows. You've got the Illuminati, you've got the Rockefellers, you've got the Rothschilds. Just pick up the big names and you'll see the picture. Anyway, today's program is going to be on on Libby's work, who's a fantastic scientist, and I want her to explain a little bit about her work as well. And then I'm going to be talking about, we'll talk about Fukushima, as well as the beautiful Emoto Peace Project. These are little books published by the Emoto Peace Project with Michiko Hayashi in Tokyo. Their website is www.emoto.peaceproject.com. .net. And if you want one of these beautiful little books, just contact them at that web address. Dr. Emoto found that if you send positive thoughts to a glass of water, you get these beautiful water crystal images like this is on the cover of one of their beautiful little books. It's a love and gratitude crystal. On the other hand, if you send negative thoughts to a glass of water, like you fool in this picture here, you get, if I can show it, yeah. You can see that there's no water crystals, nothing. It breaks down. Dr. Emoto did the same thing, and I want to preface your work, Libby, today with this picture. This is from my Messages from the Master's book. And if you look on this back page here, I'll get it for you. This is a picture of radioactive water on the electron microscope. Scopic level there. You can see it looks like amoebas there. Dr. Emoto took this picture back in the late 90s from radioactive water from a nuclear power plant. And you can see it doesn't look very pretty, does it? It's also deadly. And it will kill you if you drink it, just like the shots. They will kill you too if you take the shot. But at any rate, what Dr. Emoto did is that he wrote the words love and gratitude. Libby, we lost a video of you.
I'm here.
Okay, good. If you write love and gratitude on a bottle of radioactive water, and within 48 hours, this is the kind of picture you'll get, this beautiful crystal picture here. So here, and all the radiation is gone, completely gone. How hard would that be to do that at Fukushima? Not very hard. And so this is why we've been doing prayers on my show ever since December of last year to help clean up Fukushima. And Libby's going to go into some information on that. But Dr. Emoto had a beautiful project, a beautiful idea he announced at the United Nations in 2005 to start this Emoto Peace Project with millions of books for the world's children. And the project today is headed up by Michiko Hayashi. She does a wonderful job. And they're nonprofit. If you'd like to support them, just go to their website at www.emoto.peaceproject.net. And with that, Libby, I'd love to talk to you about your work as well. And explain, if you could, in layman terms, how you were able to do your measurements to the best of my layman brain and everyone else in the audience trying to understand what you do. So anyway, please, and tell a little bit about your background too, please.
Yep. I have a PhD in molecular and cellular biology. Okay. And love doing research, molecular biology research. I've done a lot of genetic engineering and cloned a virus, which was patented, a strain of a virus. I was working in gene therapy. So I have a lot of the molecular biology background and love to test things and measure things. So that's what I love to do. And now I'm working in the, things that I'm doing now are much more difficult to measure in the traditional scientific ways, more psychic or intuitive things. But I still like to apply that where I can. And then let me back up a little bit because in 2019, in October 2019, I went to Tokyo to take a class with Dr. Emoto's office to be trained in on one of their instruments called the Kazutama. And this was an amazing trip. And actually, Michiko met me there and took me sightseeing and everything. I arrived there actually on October 17th, which is the anniversary of Dr. Emoto's death.
Oh, yeah, right.
And which I didn't know at the time.
Sure.
And but it was very gracious of Mrs. Emoto and Michiko. We went to visit the gravesite, and Mrs. Emoto was there, and she was very gracious and allowed me to participate in the ceremony with her.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice. Not just as an aside, do you know how Dr. Emoto died?
Yeah, I have heard this. But
okay, I'll explain. It wasn't safe for me. It wasn't safe for me to talk about it until last year, because I was told that if I talked about it before then, Dr. Emoto warned me that I could be eliminated. But it's safe now. What had happened is that they had invited him to Shanghai to give a presentation. The Chinese did in Shanghai, China. So he went there at the end of August 2014. He gave a presentation on September 3rd. And during that evening, just before he was supposed to fly back to Tokyo, a so-called Chinese healer came to his room at 7 p.m. and fixed him a special cup of tea. Little did he know that that cup of tea contained ricin, which is the favorite poison of choice for the Chinese security forces. So they had dinner. Ricin started acting, and about 6 hours later, he got violently ill in his hotel room. He was trying to go down to the hotel desk. They finally found him, got him to a hospital in Shanghai, where he got to a Chinese hospital, and I think the Chinese doctors wanted to keep him there and kill him. Fortunately, they were able to fly him out back to Tokyo, where he had some ethical doctors looking at him there. I got the message that from Dr. Emoto, of course, that he'd been poisoned by ricin. I don't know what could have done about it at that point, but he died 6 weeks later. That's typically how long it takes for the poison to act. And they wanted to kill him off because he was teaching this about the, you know, our thoughts and about love and gratitude. And we can't have that, according to the Chinese. Can't have that. But I don't blame them completely, because they're a reptilian government. And the following year, in 2015, the Chinese wanted the entire office to go to Shanghai for a Conscious Life Expo they were having. And they were planning on poisoning and killing off the rest of the office people who came there. So they wanted to wipe them all out continually. That event was finally canceled. They've been psychically attacking the office ever since. And so you have to be careful nowadays. There are negatives. But eventually I do see the Chinese government going down and being replaced within the next year or so. I think there's going to be a lot of trouble in China. Their plans for world domination are going to fail, no matter what they do. So anyway, that's just my own personal aside about what happened. And Dr. Emoto would likely probably be still alive today if it hadn't been for the Chinese and the reptilians killing him.
So. Okay, yeah, I didn't know those details. That's interesting.
For a long time, I couldn't talk about it. I couldn't mention it. Certainly not on the air. There were two individuals who were the heads of the Chinese intelligence services outside Beijing, and they were actually reptilian, hybrid human reptilians. They were only 20%. If you looked at them, they looked human, but they were 20% human, 60% reptilian, and 20 or 30% AI. And they were 2,000 years old, and they themselves had that's the truth about what happened. And but they were eliminated, I think, a year or two ago. They were taken out. So anyway, that's what I know. But they're gone now, thank God. So I'm glad.
Actually, I have somewhat experience with ricin as well. In a graduate school, we used ricin as part of our research to study cell biology, how cells work. So we would trick cells into taking up ricin, but a small amount, so that's So a small number of cells would survive, and these are cells that had mutants that were able to survive. So we were looking for what was mutated in cells so that they could survive ricin. And then we studied those mutants so that we could understand how cells work.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we weren't supposed to do this, but we had ricin comes from castor beans. And we had a bag of castor beans in the freezer, and we stored our lab party ice cream right next to it.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, it's... Anyway, it's in the past now, but it's worth it to know. It's interesting. I think it's good to know that there are negative forces out there, and they do cause a lot of damage, you know, and they do attack people, and they look at humans kind of like farm animals. That whole SHOT program, we could talk about it too. The whole SHOT program is designed to control us and kill us, and what else can I say? You know, the fact that there's been 550,000 people or over 500,000 people killed by the shots now since January is just criminal. There's been another 396,000 children under the ages of 17 and younger who've experienced strokes and heart attacks and enlarged heart symptoms just in the last 2 months. More people have died from the shots than all the people that died in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. More people have died from the shots than all of the vaccines combined for double the amount for the last 30 years. Why in the heck are we still doing a genocidal program is beyond me. But I don't understand why more people don't speak out about it. But anyway, that's what I know what's happening. And the scientific evidence does not lie, just doesn't lie. So it's more of the same thing. I do know that in 22 other star systems, the reptilians have come in and offered benefits and goodies to different populations, to elites on each planet. And they said that in exchange, if you reduce the population of a planet by 95%, we'll offer all of these benefits to you. And then what they typically do at the end of when they've extracted all the resources that they want off a planet, then they'll blow it up. And when Eisenhower negotiated what's called the Treaty of Merida in March of 1954, it was a treaty between him and the reptilians whereby they would provide certain advanced technology to Eisenhower so our military could fight the Soviets at the time, that in exchange that they would be allowed to abduct and study us. And one of the things that the reptilians did and didn't tell anybody about it was that they put an antimatter weapon, a bomb, if you will, in the middle of the Congo that's about the size of half the size of a railroad boxcar. And when detonated, this planet would disappear as well as all life, and all spirits would be gone as well. They are not going to be allowed to use that by the Supreme Being, and they are slowly being driven off the planet. By the end of this year, within the next 5 or 6 months, they will be gone. Even though they're trying to stay on every way they can. But anyway, I want to go back to your work, Libby.
I was curious if that was also what happened to the planet Lyra long ago. The Lyran Wars.
I heard about the Lyran Wars, and I know we're from Lyra. I know that the Lyran planet itself was destroyed, but I know that they did escape. Did they do the same thing there as well? I don't know much about it. Do you know much?
I don't know too much. I know some. I have some past life memory of being there, but I don't know details about what happened. But I do feel that there's a tremendous amount of trauma.
Right.
And I think a lot of people here still have that unresolved trauma too.
Okay. Great. We've got a famous person on the line here who has a story to tell us about Lyra. If we want, I'll see if I can.
Wonderful.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, my famous person friend.
Well, thank you, folks. This is Don, just engineering and having a great time on Ted's show. Thank you for letting me on. I love you, Ted. And Dr. Rutledge, you too. Always so much love. I
mean, thanks, Don, so much, my friend.
But you know, it's funny about Lyra, as I've seen a lot of UFOs and had a lot of strange things happen in my life, close up, far away, even contact. I don't want to go into that. I will at a later date. It's a long story. But one of these particular, oh, by the way, just so everybody knows, this all opened up for me when I took a course in miracles. And I went through the workbook, outlined it all, read the whole book, went through it, went deep, really deep in a very weird part of my life. And then things got really crazy. I had a little ball in the left ear for 14 years. And during 14 years, I had all these experiences. And one of those was I was standing out on a third floor of my building in Paradise. Mm-hmm. And I stood there, and there was, you know, it was very calm, and I closed my eyes and I started to send love out, which and try to bring myself with closed eyes into a very peaceful state, sending love out and love out and up. In other words, you know, I'd been having quite a bit of contacts, and in this particular time I wanted to experience something as well. And oddly enough, at that time, a cloud showed up, the only cloud in the sky, big one. And I felt like, you know, as I was closing my eyes, I felt like I was being lifted off the porch over the railing. I kept my eyes closed, but it felt like I was being lifted off and up over the railing. And the intensity of the energy was extreme, to the point where I really thought, oh, this could be, in my mind, I was running thinking this could be dangerous. But the energy got really extreme. And I all of a sudden I had this force, like, I can't describe it. Something hit me right in the forehead, like a dark beam. Like it was like this darkness hit me, and it was overwhelmingly intense, to the point, you know, it carried on. And then after a little while, it slowed down and I started to get these images. And they were of ancient Egypt, oddly enough. Really? The Sphinx, oh my God. Ancient wow. Egypt, yeah. Courtyards, people sure. in courtyards, and so right. on. And right. I only remember a few of the images as it, this kind of, whatever it was, slowed down. And when I opened my eyes, the cloud was, because, you know, I opened my eyes, the cloud was going off in all these really brilliant colors, like red, blue, green, yellow, just extremely bright colors. And then all of a sudden a face appeared in the cloud. And it was huge, by the way. This wasn't a small cloud. We're talking massive. Mm-hmm. And the face that showed up was of a European-looking woman, thin, blue skin. And I mean blue, like the color blue.
Oh, that's Andromeda.
Right. Yeah. And long, dark hair. And I kept getting the name Lyra. 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 It's what I, and it just kept coming to me, Lyra, Lyra. And the oddest part of this is my wife. This was our bedroom, third floor, led out onto the balcony through these long glass sliding doors that were floor to ceiling glass. And she opened the door and I looked over to her, and suddenly this weird thought hit me. The energies are going to be, she shouldn't be walking out here. This is too intense. And she had never experienced anything, mm-hmm. but she opens the sliding glass door when I looked over, and she puts one foot onto the porch and she keeled down screaming, I mean, she was screaming. And I ran, I was kind of coming out of my reverie trip, and it was really strange coming out of this reverie, and I dash over to the other side of the porch, and I knelt down by her and I picked her up, and she's still screaming. And I said, "Oh, what's wrong?" I kind of knew like the energies, but what's wrong? What's wrong? She goes, my body's burning. My body's burning. Everything's burning. I feel like I'm burning up. And I pick her up, walk her inside. I place her on the bed, and she keels up in fetal position. And she must have been, in pain for a good 4 or 5 minutes, literally screaming in pain. And I tried to talk to her. I said, "Honey, you're okay. You're okay." And, it took quite a few minutes for her to finally calm down. She didn't come out of fetal position for about 20 minutes. And that was, that's the story I wanted to tell you.
Wow.
It was unforgettable.
Wow,
and what I remember mostly was this European looking dark haired girl who kept saying Lyra over and over. And I thought it was her name until later I did a little reading, this is strange, Lyra. And then somebody said, the Lyrans, there's some of them have blue skin and they look human and what have you. But it took me a little research to finally figure that out, where that connection was. So I thought that might interest you.
Oh, interesting. Thank you, Don.
I had goosebumps as you were telling your story.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you, Don, for sharing that.
Thank you for letting me share.
In The Course of Miracles, guess who paid the authors to write the book?
Pardon me?
Guess who paid the authors to write The Course in Miracles?
You mean the two people that pretty much all together? Who paid them?
There's a three-letter agency. Starts with the letter C, middle initial, I is in India.
Really?
Last name A is in Apple. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it
here. Interesting. It really opened me up.
It was designed, I've been told, a lot of good things in The Course of Miracles, but it's designed to put you around in circles. So if you read the whole thing, it can circles without being.
Could be. I don't know. It's, it's been a long time since I picked it up, and I've forgotten more than I'll remember.
Right. So if you do read it, just read parts of it. Be all right. If you read the whole thing, you're going to end up going around circles.
Right. I never went through the third book. I only finished the workbook, and there was a third part, which I never got into.
Wow. You didn't have the TV on when Lyra was in your balcony, did you? And
I don't know. My wife might have had the TV on in the bedroom. I don't know. The doors were closed. And she wasn't in there when I walked out,
Okay. Well, I was just thinking the lady, when she started screaming, whether she saw like a picture of Hillary Clinton on the television, that could have an effect on people.
It gets me screaming.
You don't hear about her now, do you? I don't think she's around personally, but I don't think she's alive. But anyway, Don, thank you so much for sharing that. That's great.
My pleasure. Thank you for allowing.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Libby, go ahead with your presentation, please.
Here I am in Tokyo. And Dr. Moto's the class, learning how to use the kazutama with one of their instruments. What I also wanted to mention is that I make an imprinted water, which I'll explain more later, but it's just water. And it's similar to what Dr. Moto's office does too. They make imprinted water. So it's energy imprinted into water. But the water that I make and I brought with me to Tokyo, what I call Dr. Libby's Magic Potion. And this comes from some symbols that I had received images of, wrote them down and put them in a certain order. And this is very, very strong energy. And I imprint this into water using radionics. So I brought some of that with me. And what Dr. Moto's office does is they offer a service to crystallize different waters, from different places that customers give them. So I asked them to crystallize some of this Dr. Libby's Magic Potion And they sent me pictures of it. So I'm going to hold up a couple pictures of that because it's quite extraordinary. It has a very high energy. And I thought that the crystals would come out very complex and three-dimensional, which that is actually what it is. Only in a plane of a microscope picture, it's fairly two-dimensional. So they couldn't get in focus all of the depth.
Wow, cool. Fantastic. Amazing.
Those are
that's beautiful.
Just stunning pictures. Wow. There's another one, sort of a more simple version. So yeah. when they do this, they actually make 50 petri dishes of frozen water, and then they look at all 50 petri dishes to analyze them, and so they all come out different. Lots of different pictures, but on the bulk, there are more beautiful crystalline ones with a positive water than there are blobs and misshapen ones.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, and this will, I'll say more about the magic potion later because it comes into the work that I do. So, so just real quick, what I do is, I make imprinted water, either customized water for sessions for people using the technology that I got from Dr. Moto's office. I do sessions and make custom imprinted water for them to drink, and that brings back into balance things that are out of balance in their body. But I also make water that just sort of off the shelf things that people can get, say for prostate, to help support the prostate. And I have codes imprinted into the water. Mm-hmm. So included in all of those waters, including a custom session with the Kazutama instrument, is Dr. Libby's magic potion. And what I found is that it, any other, beneficial modality, the magic potion will actually amplify other beneficial effects. So when it's added to other things, it will amplify the beneficial effects beyond each one by themselves. So that's really amazing, but that's what I add in everything that I do, including the measurements for Fukushima, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Sure. Right. Wow, that's amazing. I'd like to go ahead and go to the prayer now. Don, if we could show the water prayer, I'd like to do the water prayer. It's based upon the Hawaiian prayer, the Ho'onopono. And Don, if we could show that, my friend, that'd be great. It goes something like this. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you. And water, we love you. And I'd like for us to all say that now, no matter what language you speak, just say it to yourself would be good. And when you say it, send lots of love and light to Fukushima, especially. It'll help get rid of the. It'll help transform the water crystals at Fukushima and get rid of the radiation. As I showed you earlier, Dr. Moto scientifically proved that this does work. It'll change the water from looking something like this to something like this, which is the crystals formed after love and gratitude. But let's all say that now. I'm going to do it three times. Just say, water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. Let's do it twice more and send lots of love and light to Fukushima so that the angels can clear up that radiation. Please say, water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. And then one more time. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. And that's a simple thing you can do every day as well to help decrease the radiation. And Libby's going to show us, Dr. Libby's going to show us some of her work on that in the graphs. Thank you, Don, for showing that. Yeah. Should you just say when you need the graph to show the graph there, if you don't mind?
Okay, I will. So last December, Ted and I were talking about doing some treatments or measurements on the radiation. And since I have a radionics instrument and I also have the Kazutama instrument, which I can create my own codes in both of those instruments, I thought, well, I'd create a code to decrease the radiation from the Fukushima power plant meltdown. So that I've worded it that way specifically so that it would deal with radiation wherever it was, because I think that they store it, the water, in different locations, even on container ships at sea. Right. So wherever, or if they release it into the ocean. So wherever that radiation was, it was meant to deal with it. So there's a one part of the code to measure the level of the radiation and another part to send the energy remotely to reduce the radiation. So I did this with the radionics instrument mostly, and then sometimes I also had the Kazutama instrument going at the same time, and I would usually just let it run overnight all night. Okay. And then I would periodically make the measurements. So you could show the graph if that's available, right?
Okay, interesting. Oh wow, okay.
So this is need some explaining here.
Yeah, okay.
So sure. I started this at the end of December in 2020, and you can see that the level at the beginning was at a 7 out of 10, so where 10 is the worst. So it's on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 is the worst, and the radiation that I measured at that time without any other treatment was at a 7.
Wow.
So then it was, I think it was into January, and I started actually sending the energy, and that's where the red arrow is. Okay. On the left side. And you can see that in about a month, at the end of January, it went down to a 1. So that was amazing. It's like, I had no idea. I was even questioning, is this really real? Did this really happen? But sure. Those were my measurements.
Right.
I measured using the radionics instrument to measure this. Not, I didn't measure any radioactivity. I didn't have any actual samples of water.
Right.
This is just using the radionics instrument.
Right.
And then I measured back in March and April, and it was at a 0. So you can see where it's at a 0 there in the middle. And then I didn't think about it anymore. Just a few days ago, actually, I checked in to see what the level was, and it was actually at a 7 again.
Oh, wow.
And that really surprised me, because I just didn't think, I didn't know what would happen. It didn't, it was at a 7. So, and so then yesterday I confirmed that measurement was at a 7, and that's where that red arrow is on the right side.
Right.
And that it was at a 7. And then last night I sent the energy to decrease the radiation overnight, let it run overnight, and measured it this morning, and it was down to a 6.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. Now, as you explained this to me before, the reactors are still there. They're not shut down. They're still producing radiation. So we have to continually send our prayers and work at this to decrease the radiation at Fukushima. Is that right? Because
I think so. I was really puzzled what's going on here, and right. I wasn't sure. So let's see. Can you see the cursor on the image? Me doing the.
Yeah, I can see two red arrows. I can see.
Okay, no, I'm moving my cursor around. I didn't know if it showed up. Okay. The points that I have Well, anyway, there was a gap. I put some points in between to fill in based on what I muscle tested what the levels were in the middle of that, but mm-hmm. those weren't my actual measurements. I asked for the measurements to in the past to see what they were, but I was asking this morning to try and see why it went up. And what I believe is that there was some, say, intervention on the dark side that caused it to go up.
I see. Okay, figures.
What I saw was that if that intervention hadn't happened, then the levels would have stayed down to close to zero.
I see. Okay. What did the reptilians do? Did they go into the reactors and increase and generate them so that they would generate more radiation to kill us? Is that what they're up to again?
That's what I saw was something like that. So I'm really curious if there's anything that comes to your mind, what you're seeing, because I was also getting a lot of psychic interference as I was trying to measure observe and figure out what was happening or why it went up. So I kept getting some conflicting things and it was unclear, but I suspect that they did something that would cause an increase in radiation. So,
okay. I know you talked about, I can see that there's another shield over it again. Back when you started your work back in December of last year, Dr. Libby, there was you said there was a green shield over it, gray green shield from the reptilians to protect the radiation from Fukushima. So they didn't want us to heal it. They didn't want to get rid of it. They wanted it there to kill off humanity and at the right time. The reason I started this whole process was because Tokyo Electric Power Company had said last year that they were going to dump all of the radiation into the Pacific, and they didn't care whether we breathed it, drank it. I mean, they're just inhuman at that to do that. And so then I became alarmed, and Dr. Moto contacted me then from the other side. He says, can you do the prayers to do something about it? And I said, sure. So that's what I've been doing ever since. Mm-hmm. So it's an ongoing battle. Once again, there's a battle of our minds. There's a war going on between the forces of light and the forces of darkness right now. And we can see this playing out at Fukushima too. But I suggest everyone to redouble their efforts to say the prayers, the water, we're sorry, water, please forgive us, water, we thank you, and water, we love you, three times a day, every day, and send lots of love and light to Fukushima. And I'm going to continue having this on my show because it is needed. You know, the world ignores it. You know, and in our news, they talk about so-called weather and traffic and garbage, you know, but they don't talk about really important issues. And this is an important issue, I think, for humanity.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I will be running this then every night and make measurements again and include the Kazutama instrument in that as well. And when I do this on the radionics instrument, I also include the symbols of the magic potion. I put that on there. It amplifies the energy. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to add another set of symbols that I recently created. This set of symbols is for love of all creation. It's like pure love. And I also imprint this into water too. Nice. So I'm going to add that to the radionics when I send it overnight and do the measurements. And this is very interesting.
Reminds me, it's a little bit like a fly or a mosquito or a gnat that keeps coming around and still trying to bite you. It won't go away. And you swat it once, every once in a while, you'll kill one, and then they come back. Again.
I think their function is to help wake us up so we pay attention.
Well, I hope so. But we do have success with this. We are getting help with the Galactics. I had Billy from Billy and Zora on my show. I did an interview them for my Galactic conference. I think it was yesterday, the day before. And during that time, he said that there's a ship station above Fukushima. I know I have some listeners Thank you so much for your support. You know who they are in the Fukushima area. You're so kind for your donations and support. But look up in the sky above Fukushima. And he said that if you look up and you'll see an area of the sky where there's no stars, no clouds, it's just like this blank space. He said that's where the ship is. And it's above Fukushima, soaking up all the radiation. And if you do see it, or take a picture, if you don't mind, and send it to me, I'd like to show everyone there. But I know they've been there because the cabal, the same ones, by the way, who engineered who had Biden pull all the troops out, you know, really fast so that we'd leave hundreds of billions of dollars of equipment for the Taliban and the Chinese. It was all set up. The ones who are also behind all these deadly shots, they want to kill us. And they want to do it. They can do it through this radiation. It's not going to work, but you know, it's a constant battle for them. I'll be glad, Libby, for one, when they're gone off the planet. That'll be about the end of the year. The vibrations are going to get so high on this planet, they're going to leave. They won't be able to stay.
Speaking of which, I'm wondering if other people have experienced this, because last weekend, I think there was a really big energy shift. I think there was humanity made a shift. I feel like humanity made a conscious decision, a conscious shift. Mm-hmm. And I wound up, I was felt so good. I've never really felt like that before, ever. So I felt so happy. And when I talked to other people, they said, yeah, me too. So that's why I wonder if other people had experienced it. And when I checked in, that's what I felt, is that humanity did come to some decision, like it was kind of waking up to the shock of what's happening, but they made a positive sort of collective decision for the benefit, for the better, to go forward. And even though, and I also felt a lot of grief too, because there's a shock in sort of waking up to this stuff, but that's what I felt. So I'm really curious if other people felt that.
I know that as the planet is ascending, and we're ascending, people, you get tired more easily. And I've been tired recently.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's one of the ways it goes in my, because your body is adjusting to this new frequency. And
actually, yeah, even though I've been feeling really good, I am exhausted when I wake up.
Yeah, right. Well, I've been here for 52,000 years, like you have. We're old souls. We've been around the block many, many times. But you see, our bodies are used to the old 7.8 hertz cycle of the old Earth. And now it's above 10,000, somewhere above 10,000. And look at all the assaults on humanity right now. You've got Biden just gave hundreds of billions of dollars of U.S. taxpayer paid for military equipment to the Taliban and the Chinese. So the Chinese can now become the preeminent military power on the earth and wage war against us. And they just did that. And then we've got the assaults now at Fukushima, where you try to clear it up and it comes back. And then you've got this shot program where some people are unfortunately so brainwashed, they think it's actually going to help them when it's actually going to kill them. So we've got, you know, and then we've got the media in this country, which is lousy. It doesn't give you the information and brainwashes people. So we've got all these assaults on us, but we're still, I know we're going to make it somehow. I know we're going to make it, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of angels behind the scenes helping us. There's a lot of positive extraterrestrial civilizations beneficial who are helping us as well. The Pleiadians, for example, have 2.5 million ships circling at planet Earth right now, and they're sending positive energy. They can't directly interfere. They're not going to interfere with our free will, because it's a rule that they do respect, but they are beaming positive energy to the planet. So we hopefully make the right decisions for our future. So,
anyway. Yeah, I think it will play out. Especially from what I felt last weekend, that the things are in the positive direction, but there's a lot of chaos and things that physically and in this three-dimensional have to play out. So it will look worse. The chaos, I think, will look worse, but it's actually getting better and better.
I think you're right. And one of the things that's hard, it's hard to know what the truth is on the Tell You Vision. I don't even listen to TV anymore. It's just garbage. You know, when I was a kid growing up, I mean, there was a lot of good responsible journalism in the United States and elsewhere. But nowadays, there doesn't seem to be much of anything going on. It's hard to know what's true and what isn't. You know, it's funny about that phone. I've turned off all the volume, and yet it rings right in the middle of our conversation. So anyway, I'll just turn it off. But it's hard to tell what is true and what isn't. You know.
And the other thing that I wanted to mention. I've seen this in my work, and Dr. Emoto taught this as well. It's key behind his teachings is that emotions are basically the causes of diseases. So our diseases, that when they manifest our diseases in our 3D physical body,
diseases.
Yes.
Split the
Mm-hmm. They start on an energetic level first and an emotional right. level.
Right.
And when these unresolved energetics or out of balance energetics right. and unresolved emotions continue, then they develop into the physical body as problems.
Mm-hmm.
So the key thing behind his instruments are to resolve and balance emotions. So with these instruments, we'll scan a person's body and come up with codes and items that are out of balance. And then there are codes that are imprinted into the water to bring that back into balance. Mm-hmm. So I'm bringing this up because our thoughts and our emotions are very powerful. And as you said before, and with the prayer for the water, our intentions are so powerful and so important that they affect our physical are not only our physical body, but our physical world. With your thoughts and emotions and intentions, you can imprint water just by your thoughts.
True. That's true.
And Dr. Moto showed that too.
Oh yeah. Right.
I'm doing that myself more and more. So sending the good thoughts to reduce the radiation will help. And so will sending thoughts to, you know, reduce all the other problems will help. And sure. keeping right. your positive, your thoughts in a positive direction. Because what you focus on is what happens.
That's true. Right, right, right. You can even use your thoughts to help heal yourself from the jabs too. And yes. I have a healing prayer that I give out, and you've got a remedy too. You, for anyone interested out there, I've got a remedy sheet, homemade inexpensive remedies. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com and including Dr. Libby's wonderful work, and her contact information is on there as well to contact her. Because you do produce something too, don't you, to help people with the jab.
Right. I make an imprinted water mm-hmm. called Shot Support. And I give this away for free or a donation. Mm-hmm. And it is to neutralize, it has codes in it to neutralize the negative effects of any of the shots.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps people who have taken the shot, who mm-hmm. have some negative effects. It also helps people who are experiencing the shedding symptoms. In fact, I recently became aware of feeling shedding symptoms last weekend. For me, what I experienced was having hot flashes. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so I took Shot Support, and I believe it reduced the amount of the effect I was feeling.
And now the shedding is very interesting, because Bill Gates and Warren Buffett designed the vaccines so that when people take a shot, for example, their bodies become biological weapons factories. And I've been told that you just need to breathe in the air from somebody next to you, and you can get the shedding as a result and get very sick and sometimes die as well. How did you get yours? Did you interact with somebody who'd been taking the shot, or what happened?
That's a good question, because on actually Saturday, that day, I felt really, really good. I was out and about, went to several stores. I didn't touch anybody.
You don't need to touch anybody. Just need to breathe in the air.
That's right. And then the next day I was feeling kind of a little bit off, and it's like, what?
Yeah.
The hot flashes, what? Yeah. And then I remembered that I actually had COVID in March of 2020. And those are the same symptoms I experienced. I didn't even know I was sick. Sure. I just had these hot flashes and it was very mild. But then I realized that, that I was having those symptoms and that it must be shedding.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Well, if you do, if anyone listening out there needs help, you can get a hold of me or Libby too. Libby, could you give out your information, please? How to reach you?
Yeah. My website is mobilednaelements.com. That's MOBILE. DNA elements plural. Mm-hmm. My email is mobilednaelements@gmail.com.
Okay, mobile EMDNA. Wonderful. That's such a gift.
And then I have those things on my website that you can purchase. The shot support or other imprinted waters, then the shot support is just by donation.
One of the most insidious things that I've found, evil things about the shots, is that they separate a person's soul from the rest of their body. And my Pleiadian friends told me here last week or the week before that that separation process goes in stages. For example, just before, if you have taken the shot, just before you take it, Your soul is 100% in your body. After, if you do take the shot, it goes down to 92%. Only 92% of your soul is with your body. Then it goes down to 78%, 52%, 37%, 19%, and then it goes down to zero. At zero, you are a zombie. You have no more emotions. You have no more compassion. You don't have any of your 8 heart chakras. Your pineal gland stops functioning. That ties you to God. And you become a biological robot. Oh, you'll still remember who you are because your cells also have the memory of who you are, but your soul is going to be gone. And as it was explained by some other psychic friends to me last week, over time, your body will not live very long after that because you don't have a soul anymore and you will die. And some of the grays with the big black eyes that are robots, robotoids, they're biological entities, they're 4 foot tall. Some of those are actually us, they're us from the future who've taken the shots now and over succeeding generations, all now the Delta variant and the booster shot and the Lambda variant and the Neo Omega variant and the Jay Inslee variant and the Joe Biden variant and the Cabal variant. And, you know, we've got again in this variant and that variant, all these shots are going to have a cumulative effect of removing you completely from being a human into a robot, which is what they want us to do. So none of this is good. There's not one thing good in it. And actually, let's examine that sheet. That's a great sheet.
Yeah.
I guess we could share it or you could just talk about it. You did an analysis of what's in the Pfizer shot. I think that was really excellent.
Just wanted to say real quick, I listened to an interview with Dr. Carrie Made, interviewed by Carrie Cassidy. She also said that the shots are progressive. So the more shots you get, the more you're going to feel it, the more symptoms will develop and the more dissociation, as you said, will happen.
Right. Well, if you want to bring that up, that would be interesting. If you wanted to talk about that sheet, you said that there were nanobots in the shot, the Pfizer shot itself. There were also covenants in the shot saying that you must obey, that you must that you feel best if you work within the rules. You don't question authority. I'll let you explain it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, I've got the sheet here.
Okay, great.
The long list. I was actually shocked by how much I saw was in it when someone asked me to make a remedy for the shot because she had just gotten the shot and felt disconnected from the creator. Then I started making a list of what was in it so I could make codes to neutralize it. And I was really shocked by how much there was in it. So it's nanobots, it's strychnine, mercury.
Lovely.
A type of bacterial cellulose, which that interacts with the nanobots. And the nanoliposome, you know, that they make to encapsulate the mRNA target specific tissues and organs. And in order, the top one is the pineal gland. This is just what I saw by my own intuition. This is, no, I haven't done any laboratory studies. This is just what I've seen. The pineal gland, which is, of course, your third eye, right, connecting to the creator.
Right.
Then the lungs and the pituitary, which is the seat of your hormones. It's called the master gland. Mm-hmm. The nerves, the muscles, the eyes, and the reproductive systems.
Mm-hmm. I know that Gates and Buffet wanted to decrease world population. So they especially targeted women to shut down their ovaries. They also, 90% of the women who get the shot also become bioweapons factories because they wanted to exude that to other people as well, make sure they kill them off. Continue, please.
Mm. And then the mRNA, which is codes for the spike protein, that's a structure that is similar to the reproductive system. So again, when your body makes antibodies to this,
right,
then essentially you're getting an autoimmune response that could be attacking a similar protein in the reproductive system.
Great. Wonderful.
And then what I saw is also what attached to the mRNA is in molecular biology is called a nuclear localization signal, or NLS. That it was attached to this, to the mRNA. And the nuclear localization signal is like a barcode to send the mRNA or whatever cargo is attached to it to the nucleus of the cell where your DNA is. When it goes into the nucleus, then the RNA is converted into DNA by enzymes that are there. And the DNA can integrate into your chromosome. So it actually becomes a permanent part of your chromosomes, and you are therefore genetically engineered. And
if you have children, your children will have that same characteristic.
If that goes into the germ cells, which is, I think the chances of that are small, but that's possible.
It can happen, sure, right.
For women, of course, they have all their eggs by the, you know, that they're going to have when they're in utero. So right. That chances that would affect an egg would be small, but in men, it could be more likely it could affect a sperm.
About a month ago, I read that that there was something like 20,000 men and women who had become infertile as a result. Men had erectile dysfunction with dead sperm. Women have become completely infertile. So again, fulfilling another one of the dream of that guy Bill in Seattle has a computer company in Warren Buffet about, you know, destroying humanity so we can't
reproduce. So then the infertility has to happen very quickly for that data to be known already.
Yeah, well, that's what I read. So anyway, yeah. That's already come out. So
yikes.
There's not one good thing in any of these shots. Not one. I challenge anybody to list anything positive about these shots. Anything. One thing. Just one. Nothing. Mm-hmm.
And then, so with that nuclear localization signal, what I saw was that there is a 36% probability that each individual mRNA molecule could go to the nucleus and integrate into your DNA. That's a very high probability. And several interviews ago, you interviewed Dr. Robert Malone, and I kind of brought that up, but he thought that was unlikely. He thought that wouldn't happen.
Well, 36% is not unlikely.
Yeah.
36% is pretty high. So
he thought they wouldn't have engineered it to go into the nucleus. And that's possible, but this is just what I saw.
Right.
And then the contracts.
Talk about the contracts, yeah.
Contracts. So there are energetic contracts with this as well, which are that you agree to when you receive the shot, that you accept all components of it, you belong to the system, you obey, you are obedient, and to be ill at ease, to have anxiety, to obey again, the feeling of safety when you follow the rules, and that the reptilians are our friends, and they're trustable, and they want to learn to ascend in consciousness. That's
what
I
signers of the if the signers if the people who formulated the signers of the Constitution back in 1776 and fought against King George of England for their independence, if they all taken the shot, we wouldn't have America today. We'd still be a part of England, part of the old system.
Yeah, no, it would be very different if they had the shot back then. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, yeah. People would not be have the independent spirit that they that we have today, you know.
And so I also don't want it to seem like it's doom and gloom because, as we said before, you with your intention, you can say, I reject this. I cancel all contracts. I do not accept. I'm a sovereign being, and I do not accept this. You know, you get it. May have to keep saying it, keep thinking it, and just not allow it to be part of you.
That's true. That's absolutely right. There's two things needed if you want to get help for if you've taken the shot. Number one, you have to want to live, because if you don't want to live, then there's nothing that can be done. But you have to want to live. And the second thing is that you believe in God or a supreme being. If you don't believe in God or a supreme being, again, you cannot be helped. But if you meet those two criteria, that you want to live and you believe in a supreme being or God, if you will, then you can get help. And I'm going to share now a very powerful spiritual prayer, which I recommend people. And it has really helped a lot of people that I know who've done it. And you count down from 10 to 1. You say the number 10, and then you breathe in and out, 9, breathe in and out, 8, breathe in and out, all the way down to 1. And then you say, I command Prime Creator. And I'm going to talk slowly now so people can write it down if they want. Again, you write, I command Prime Creator. Then you write, I command Prime Creation to heal me from the shedding. You can say shedding or from the shot. And I am now completely healed and I know it to be true. Snap your fingers, and then count down again for added emphasis. Say the number 5, breathe in and out, 4, breathe in and out, 3, in and out, 2, in and out, 1, breathe in and out, and then say, to be redundant, say, I am now completely healed from the shedding and or the jab, and I am and I know it to be true, and snap your fingers. And I've seen people miraculously transformed from that. Every person who's tried it and believes in it, it has helped. So really helped. So it's the jab is a death sentence only if you want it to be, only if you don't ask for help. So anyway, but I never dreamed in a million years that this would happen. In years past, my guides would tell me that there would be a separation on this planet now between those who want to ascend and those who don't. Those who want to go to the new earth and those who want to stay with the old earth. Those who want to become positive and ascend and those who want to stay negative and stick with the old negativity of the earth. And I didn't know how it was going to happen. I thought it might be a war, several wars maybe. Because typically that's what's happened in the past. And they said, no, there's not going to be a war. They didn't say what exactly. And now we know what it is. Are you familiar with a fellow named Rudolf Steiner?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He wrote an essay called The Fall of the Spirits of Darkness in Salzburg, Austria in October 1917. And he talked about how there would come a time when greedy, materialistic medical doctors would give people the shot, especially children, that would separate their soul from the rest of their body and get rid of their spirituality. So they would become automatons. They would also die after that shortly. Many would die from that. But he talked about that. And if you look it up on the web, you can find it as well.
Yeah,
he also time traveled and talked about the reptilians, and very interesting man, many years ahead of his time.
I read one part about him talking about Lemuria.
Really? And
that was a very interesting. I had not heard it described that way before. I'd have to read it again to make sure that I understand it. But it was very interesting about the abilities of Lemurians. And they had just a very different way of being, not materialistic at all.
Uh-huh. Right. There were contrasts, I know, between Lemuria and Atlantis. that existed. Atlantis was more technologically oriented, but Lemuria was more heart-centered and spiritual. They kind of complemented the two. And the problems happened when the Atlanteans, there was a small military and industrial clique, military clique, if you will, in Atlantis, who wanted to control the whole planet. And they did it through threatening crystalline and it was crystalline and nuclear technology, directed energy weapons. And they used it too, and they ended up blowing up much of the planet. So that's what I know what happened to them. So anyway, but we all have, I think we all have cumulative, they have memory, we all have memories of that in the past, of what happened in our subconscious, that cataclysmic event, which happened about 12,500 years ago. Yeah.
Are you aware of some event that happened, say, in the Southwest, a traumatic event, devastation? I'm not sure when, but thousands of years ago.
No.
Have you heard anything like that? Okay.
I'm getting it was a nuclear explosion of some kind. Not sure. It could have been related to the Mahabharata in India. The Hindus write about that in the Mahabharata. They talk about a nuclear war. Firing it, that could have been related to that. That was about, I'm not sure, 4,000 or 5,000 years ago. I'm not sure, maybe longer. I don't know the whole history, but I've heard about it. So anyway, by the way, that was something that the Nazis were very interested in the 30s. They went to India and they went to Tibet too, to get the records to build Vermontas. I think they called Vermontas, which were ancient UFOs. And they did succeed in building some, I think. Mm-hmm. Which is really interesting. So,
is that those are images of, say, or drawings of, say, people riding on carpets? That's
right.
Was represented what you're talking about.
That's right. Yeah, they were flying around on carpets. That's right. Yeah, which I thought was really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Libby, I always like to ask this of my guests: what do you think is going to happen the rest of the year or next year? What's your intuition or angelic sources tell you?
Well, I don't know about intuition, but the rest of the year is coming up pretty fast, and so it's going to be more turbulent, I feel.
Right,
you mentioned
right.
about food shortages. There's already water, not much bottled water on the shelves in the stores where I go.
Yeah, I saw that. I've seen that too, actually.
Mm-hmm. So I do think that things will be more turbulent. So in some ways challenging, but like I mentioned earlier, I think humanity has decided a shift, made a definite shift. So,
right.
And these the chaos has to play out. And
right.
so... I think that people are going to be more to helping each other. For mm-hmm. example, there's been a veterans group that formed to the Pineapple Express, I believe it was called, to get people out of Afghanistan.
Right.
So they just formed this and did it. They didn't, whether permissions or not permissions, whatever, they just did it.
Right.
So
right.
I think there are going to be more things like that where people just do what's right and do what that is necessary to help each other. And that will, I think that will enhance, that will be more frequent. And when more and more people see the system is cracked and is falling and that we need to do things, we need to help each other.
Who in their right mind can ever believe that Biden will ever do anything for the benefit of the citizens of this country? He's the leader of the free world. Give me a break. I mean, this guy's a total joke. And is this the best that Chinese money can buy? Literally, Biden is the best that Chinese money can buy. And they got paid pretty well, didn't they? In kind from Afghanistan for all those weapons. Now they're going to go right to China. Mm-hmm. So that's thanks to the cabal, like President Trump mentioned earlier. You know, thanks to them, we're helping to make China the preeminent military power on the planet. And what Biden now is forcing, trying to force a lot of military members to take the shot, the people that take the shot, they're not going to be around in 2 or 3 years. According to Nobel Peace Prize winner Luc Montagné from France, 100% of all people that take the shot will be dead within 2 or 3 years. I don't think it'll be, I think it'll be like 90%, 85, 90, it depends. But also it depends upon, too, whether you believe in God and want to live, because there are prayers that can help, and your formulas to help people. So it's not a death sentence. It's not an automatic death sentence. It's automatic. It's a death sentence only if you don't want help, if you don't believe in God, if you don't want, you know, if you don't want to live. If you don't want to live, heck, here's your opportunity to leave the planet now. Oh, sure, you'll have 4, 5, 6 months maybe to live. Well, you'll feel somewhat normal, but then a lot of people pass away in the middle of the night with a stroke or a heart attack. And then the doctors, the materialistic, greedy doctors that Rudolf Steiner talked about 100 years ago, will come in and say, oh, it just happens, you know. They've been doing that now with 12-year-old girls and boys taking the Pfizer shot. Oh, it's normal for 12-year-old boy, 12-year-old girl, 9-year-old boy, 9-year-old girl to get a heart attack and die. Did they get, oh, they got the shot. Yeah, they got the shot, but that has no relation to it at all. There's just no correlation. But again, they look at it, they don't look at the whole picture. And they're really doing a disservice to humanity by hiding this fact. Did you know that in many countries now we're getting shortages of medical personnel because they're all dying from the shot? It's happening now in Sweden and Norway, in Germany and the UK, here in the United States too. For example, try to get, if you've got a car, try to get an American-made part for your car. You can't find it. You know why? Because most of the factories are idle or working only at partial rates because they don't have the personnel to manufacture the goods anymore. The post office, the United States Post Office, for example, is priority mail used to be taken by commercial aircraft across the country. It was pretty good service to get there in a day or a couple of days. Nowadays, a lot of that priority mail is being taken by truck across the United States because there aren't enough commercial flights because most of the pilots have gotten the shot and many of those guys are dead or stroked out or can't fly above 30,000 feet because if you take the shot and you fly above 30,000 feet, you're going to get a stroke. In Spain and in Russia, they have prohibited people who've taken the shot from flying. Why? Because they're afraid of liability. Also, they don't want people dying above 30,000 feet because that's what happens. If you've taken the shot and you fly above 30,000 feet, your chances of getting a heart attack or stroke are excellent. So they don't want that problem. They also, the airlines in those two countries are going to make it, but not the airlines here in the United States. We're going to see a consolidation in the industry where there may be 2 or 3 different companies in the future because there just won't be the personnel to fly the planes anymore. Most of them are dead.
I also heard an interview of someone who had worked many years for OSHA. And if businesses are going to be mandating that their employees must get the shot, then and they have a reaction to the shot, that's a reportable incident that they're required to report. And and if they don't, that'll be serious repercussions for the company. So this is, I mean, I don't think it's lightly or easy that a company can mandate employees getting the shot.
Right, right. And guess who's liable if the employer mandates it for the employees? You die from that or end up disabled for the rest of your life because of this shot. The employer is liable, legally liable. Never mind Pfizer, which is a corrupt organization. The employer is liable, and you can sue. They're opening up themselves up for so much trouble. Just wait. You know, the flu season has not started yet in the United States, but it will. End of this month, in October, November, I think that's when you're going to see the stuff really hit the fan. As President Kennedy told me a couple months ago, this is the summer of 1939, the calm just before the storm, before everything hits, and things will really be starting to change at that point. But in the meantime, stock up on food, stock up on water. Joe Biden is planning right now for food shortages for the United States and elsewhere by paying farmers to destroy their crops. And if you don't believe it, look it up on the web. It's there. The articles are there. I don't know why anybody pays attention to whatever he says. He's an illegal, corrupt president who was never elected by the United States by the people of this great country. The democracy, what we have, is in tatters. It was, the election was stolen by the Chinese. And it's time we take our country back. That's my opinion. So
I would hope that, say, farmers would find a way to continue growing their crop and harvesting their crop and marketing it. I don't know that it's that simple, but
right.
I would like to think that they would not accept that route.
Well, it's a lot of historical parallels to Germany in the 30s and 40s, where people just later, the Nazis said, we were just following orders, shipping people up to concentration camps. You know, a lot of doctors and nurses maybe say now, we were just following orders to give the shots out. Farmers in the Midwest saying, well, we were just following orders to destroy the crops. People aren't going to be very happy in the spring when bread's $10 a loaf or 20 bucks a loaf where you can't find it. It can get to that point, and that's what they're setting us up for. I don't know why more people can't see what's going on. The system is totally broken, and we need to take our country back, and we have to stand up to this nonsense. If we don't, nobody else will.
Heard of several people, famous or not, who've gone to the hospital, and the hospital staff has to follow, quote, the protocol, and for COVID, whether they have COVID or not, and they're given remdesivir, which is a toxin, it's a poison, and then they die, get kidney failure, and they die.
There was a nurse in New York City who came out with a video about 5 or 6 months ago. And in New York City, everybody who allegedly was sick were put on respirators. 99% of the people put on respirators died from the respirators, the ventilators, because it was ordered under Cuomo to do it, to kill people. There was only one person in this New York City hospital actually survived. And you know why he survived? He was on a respirator. He got out of that damn hospital in the middle of the night, took off the ventilator and ran out in the street and went back home and stayed there. He lived. Everybody else who went into that hospital died. Mass murder. Total mass murder. Again, I don't know why people don't question what's going on. Why do they accept it? I don't know. Well, we don't have to accept any of this.
I know one person whose mother recently died from that, and she did everything she could to resist them, to demand, and she wasn't allowed to see her mom, who was actually on her last breath, and you know, they were going to call the police to make sure she couldn't come back into the hospital.
Well, that was sure sweet of them, wasn't it? Loving, mm-hmm. caring personnel did that to her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
I think. Well, I look at the so-called medical establishment established by the Rockefellers back in the 20s to totally collapse by next year. Most of the doctors and nurses taking the shots now will be dead. And there won't be the personnel around to take care of people. Instead, spiritual healers and spiritual people will be helping out people now, and they won't cost very much, and their methods will be very effective. And there will be cures coming out for all kinds of things, diseases that have been stopped by the establishment. But we're starting to enter a beautiful new golden age. And as the old song Janis Joplin once said, the darkest hour, mamas and papas rather said, the darkest hour is just before dawn. So this is the darkest hour just before dawn. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Dr. Libby, could you give us your website again, please, where people could contact you for your elements?
Sure. That's mobilednaelements.com.
Okay.
And the email mobilednaelements@gmail.com.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And if anyone out there wants a sheet of remedies, just go ahead and send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I also do psychic readings, and I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to talk to the other side and talk to angels. I'm also going back to Mount Shasta at the end of this month, and then into Sedona, and then into Mexico as well on spiritual trips. If you'd like to go on any one of those trips, as well as Peru in December as well, just look at my website, outofthisworldreadings.com, and you can click on spiritual trips and my spiritual mentoring program. And you can also get a copy of my book, Messages from the Masters, for $21. It includes a free reading from yours truly, and a copy of this 1963 New Zealand, Christchurch, New Zealand, a newspaper article which was published while Kennedy was still very much alive in Washington, D.C. Anyway, I want to thank you so much for coming on today, Libby. Also, if people are interested, these beautiful little books called Message from Water, they can be obtained from the Emoto Peace Project. That's E-M-O-T-O, peaceproject.net in Tokyo, where Michiko Hayashi is the director. She can help you with that. So anyway, I want to thank you so much for your support. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit, listener-supported radio program. And if you'd like to contribute, just go to my BBS website, or please go to outofthisworldradio.net. And also in 2 weeks, I'm having my 8th annual Galactic Wisdom Conference with David Icke, Alfred Weber, and Billy and Zora from the Hollow Earth, and many other wonderful people. And if I got room, Libby, I'm going to get you in there too, but I'm still working on the schedule. But anyway, you can go to galacticwisdomconference.com. You can see the schedule there. And anyway, I want to thank you so much for coming on today, Libby. You've been great. It's been wonderful. And keep up your good work for Fukushima too. And remember, everyone, to keep doing your prayers for Fukushima. That would be great. I know your thoughts and prayers do clean up the radiation at Fukushima, and we are making a difference. So. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Ted.
Okay, Libby, thank you so much. And Don and Doug, thank you so much, my friend, for all your wonderful help today. I couldn't do this show without you. So I hope you all have a beautiful and happy day. And thanks again for listening today. I know if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. Bye-bye, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.